Good morning, everyone. Welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group. Boy, we've got a lot to get into today. Today's show, we're going to talk about the 401ks and IRAs. Could they become extinct in the next 10 years? We're also going to dig a little deeper into why so many retirees are returning to work. Also want to get into some other discussions on taxes, of course. Everything and anything that affects your retirement plan. I like to say we do complete retirement planning. If you want to get a hold of us, oh, there's also some questions we're going to get into. I had some listeners send in questions. I think they're very good questions, and I hope they're going to be helpful to you as well. But if you want to get a hold of us, of course, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, and you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download reports. You can send questions if you want. Sign up for our newsletter. We send out a weekly newsletter with topics I think that are very helpful. And you can sign up for our class. We have the new reality in our retirement class coming up. And so you can sign up for that as well through our website. All types of great information. And there's no cost or obligation. So you have no excuse. Okay. As I said, let's dig in. I want to get into some ideas here that have to do with your retirement planning. I thought this was interesting. I think I mentioned this before. This year, more than 4 million Americans are going to reach age 65. And I think the term's been used, peak 65. This is going to be the biggest year. I think they said 11 to 12,000 people a day will be turning 65. But here's what's interesting. One of the interesting facts, I guess. About one third of them are still working. And this was a survey by resumebuilding.com. It shows 1 in 8 retirees are going to go back to work this year. Well, guess why? Well, some of the reasons, high costs, inflation, and insufficient savings. So these are things that we have to deal with. This was, again, this interesting article said, congrats on your retirement. Time to find a new job. Hit by rising costs and boredom, retirees weigh going back to work. The rising cost of living combined with restlessness, they're talking about 4 million Americans, as I said, going back to work. Overall, about one third, that's one third, we'll do the math, 33 1/3%. Of 65 to 69 have jobs. That's up from one quarter. So think about that. It went from 20% to over 30%. This was according to the Federal Reserve. This was from 2000. It was roughly 20% of 65 to 69. Now it's over 33% are in the workforce. Unforeseen expenses, caregiving for aging parents, supporting adult kids, which we're going to talk about here as well. And not having enough money set aside. So what do we do? Why are some of the reasons for this and what can we do about this? You know, we talk about it a lot, and because there's a reason. It's the studies have shown over and over, Forbes says it, you know, Allianz, these studies, the biggest concern among retirees is running out of money. I would submit, too, some of these people that are going back to work, maybe they don't have to, right? If we take a look at some of the things that understanding what our income is. You know, Social Security, they just came out, BlackRock came out with this. They showed that the average Social Security, and this is kind of some of the reasons I believe behind this. It's about having an income, having a paycheck. So if you're going into retirement, are you prepared to go 25, 30, or 35 years without a paycheck? And it can get even worse than that because you think about inflation. Over a 20-year period, $50,000, you need $80,000. And then we have taxes, and we're living longer than ever. And so these are all of these, I don't want to say obstacles, but certainly challenges when we get into retirement. And so we need to understand, I was getting to the Social Security, which is the main source of income. You can go to the Social Security website for most people. And again, it's an income. It comes in no matter what. The average recipient gets $1,800. This was a study by BlackRock. The average expenses for retirees, $4,000. You see the difference? So we need to talk about how do we create income in retirement we cannot outlive. Paychecks that come in no matter what. We've talked about what does it mean to have income. Social Security is a main source. There's claiming strategies. Pensions are another source of income. Understanding our pension options. And, of course, do annuities make sense? I've had a number of meetings this week on annuities. But Social Security is something we deal with. We do a Social Security analysis for individuals that come in. There was a question, and I want to get to this. And this is why the one piece, this is only one piece of your income plan. I talked about three different ideas of creating income. Obviously, investments, dividends, interest. Those can be part of your income as well, but that's not guaranteed lifetime income. So let's talk about creating an income plan. The Social Security decision and the claiming strategy are pretty significant. We had a question that came in. So again, I hope this is helpful because this happens fairly often, especially around the Chicagoland area where there's a lot of pensions. Someone wanted to know if she claimed her Social Security benefits, would her husband's pension income affect her benefits? She mentioned that she realizes it could affect taxes because up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed. Now, this what's called a windfall provision. Okay, and so what that means is if you have a pension and you have not, it gets a little deeper than this, but I think this illustrates how complicated this decision is. If you have worked in the school system, some municipalities, if you have a pension and you have not contributed to the Social Security program or you have not contributed that much, there's an offset. And what that means is that your pension can reduce your Social Security benefit. Now, it does not reduce the spouse's Social Security benefit. So I want to be clear about that. So if one spouse has worked, contributed to Social Security throughout their lifetime, the other spouse maybe has been a police officer, fireman, been in the school systems, their Social Security can be impacted dramatically. The spouse is not. So I just want to understand, it's called a windfall provision. It does not affect the spouse that did not have the pension. It does in one way, though, and I'm going to move on because it gets a little deep here, but if your spouse has a pension and their Social Security benefit has been reduced dramatically, the survivor benefit that you would normally get from your spouse if they predecease you, of course, will be reduced. And also, their survivor benefit that goes to them will be reduced. It's called the pension offset. See how this works? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to explain. But the pension, the bottom line is, if one spouse is receiving a pension, the other spouse is not impacted during their lifetime on their Social Security benefit. A lot more to it. Look, let's just take a step back here. As I said, from an income planning standpoint, we need to understand our claiming strategies. These are irrevocable decisions. And so when I talk about the Social Security claiming strategy, again, remember, one piece of your retirement plan, keep in mind it grows by 8% a year. It maxes out at age 70. You can see a difference of $10,000 between age 65 and 70. And when you lock into that benefit, you know, that's it. That it's, you can't go back and change it. So this can be very impactful during your lifetime, especially as we said, you know, you're going 25, 30 years without a paycheck. We may want to think about it. And as Lawrence Kotlikoff has said, first of all, there's over 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook. The risk isn't dying. The risk is living. So we need to really be conscious of our decision. So let me make this offer. I'm going to provide I offered it before, the income planning packet. It includes the Social Security decision, gets into these other ideas of how to maximize income in retirement, includes the budget worksheet, has, as I said, the Social Security decision in there. No perfect answer. We'll get that out to you if you want it. Better yet, let me make this offer because everybody's situation is unique. If you want to schedule a time, or if you want to just give us a call, go to our website. We will run a Social Security analysis for you. It is a terrific report, I believe. It does and shows your claiming strategies, the different options, does a side-by-side analysis, and hopefully will allow you to make an informed decision because that's really what it's about. Give us a call again if you want that analysis or if you want the information. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. Coming up, I want to get into this whole idea of, is the 401k going away? We're going to answer that on the other side. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. As I say, I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. We do everything, and I like to say different by design. Income planning, tax planning, investment planning, overall retirement planning, the five pillars to your plan. These are all these pieces. I touched upon the income planning in the first segment. I hope I answered and addressed that one question on Social Security, keeping in mind, you know, those statistics that we talked about, how one third of individuals from 65 to 69 are now in retirement. I think it's the highest level ever. I'm sorry, are back to work. Highest level ever. And why is that? Well, I think some of it has to do, I would submit, is we want to have an income plan. And I would also submit, really, the way to feel wealthy in retirement and not have to worry about going back to work is having more income than expenses. And it's really kind of that simple. One thing, and that's really the goal when we talk about income planning. If you want to get a hold of us, I offered that packet, the income planning packet, with the Social Security decision process, as well as doing the analysis if you would like. You can call us at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download the information, sign up for our next class that I will be teaching. All types of information in our newsletter. Okay, let me pivot into another area here that we talk about, and this is an opinion. This was from two economists. They believe the federal government, I hope you're sitting down, should stop allowing pre-tax contributions to retirement savings. They think that the 401k and IRA should be abolished. I don't know why they're sticking. This is, I think I heard someone use this phrase before. Where do I hit the, you know, who wants to hear what you have to say button here? I mean, They say both plans only favor the rich. Yeah, okay, we go on. I love this. $200 billion a year is lost in tax dollars. In other words, it's $200 billion they can't take from you. So, I mean, they get it back. But the point is on these 401ks, I just want to make a couple of points here. These were these two economists, Alicia Monell and Andrew Biggs. She was an assistant Treasury Secretary under Clinton. And their view is that, you know, this is because you're putting money in pre-tax, typically in these 401k plans, they can't tax it up front. And so their discussion here is, which I don't agree with, is it would shore up Social Security. Sure it would, because we know how responsible they are with the money. But, you know, these are, I guess, a couple points I want to, now this may sound crazy. You may be hearing 10 years from now, Social Security or these 401k benefits could go away, the plans. You know, the rules are going to be changing. I'll give you a couple examples. Number one, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. You have this year and next year, marginal tax brackets are going up. Okay, this is starting in 2026. These are historically low. They're basically 40-year low tax brackets. There's a sunset provision in the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Additionally, just 401k plans themselves, they tried to ram through a lot of changes to 401k plans. One that is going to happen. This is going to happen in 2026. In fact, it was supposed to happen this year. But they tried to make it, you know, it was the 401k plans just couldn't adjust quick enough, so they delayed it till 2026. Starting in 2026, if you make over $145,000 a year, let me repeat that again, $145,000 a year, your catch-up provision, that's $7,500 if you're over age 50 to a 401k, it has to go into a Roth. Guess what? You no longer have an option of going pre-tax. Isn't that nice? So I just want you to be aware of these things are happening. There's moving parts here. They were trying in the Build Back Better, some of that, maybe some of us don't realize it, they were trying to phase out some of the Roth options for higher income earners and so on and not being able to contribute. So this is not crazy stuff, right? Do we know some of the rules are changing. My point, I guess, the takeaway from this, I don't want to belabor this, but let's please not procrastinate. Let's do the things that we can. You can put up to $30,500 into a 401k if you're over age 50. I'm sorry, 50 or older. Are we maxing out the 401ks? Again, rules can change. So we need to be taking advantage of some of these things. We have the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which is going to change. If nothing happens, the marginal tax brackets are going up. What are we doing? I'm going to spend more time coming up on some taxes and answer some questions that we received on these. But I just want you to understand that these rules, you know, they're moving, they're changing. And are we optimizing our 401k plans? Number one, are we maxing out the contributions? This is one of the largest contributions available to us. Because if you look at an IRA, the IRA limits are $8,000 per person starting in 2024. 401ks allow you to put $30,500. Obviously a big difference. And there's other differences we can get into. In fact, I just wrote this report on 401ks, optimizing your 401k plan. It gets into the 8 to 10 things that you should be aware of in your 401k, besides the amount that you should be contributing. Remember, $30,500, number one. Number two, are you doing Roth versus traditional? Keep in mind, 401k plans, most of them offer a Roth option. So you could put $30,500 all into a Roth if you want. You can split the difference. Half into the Roth, half into the traditional. Are we taking advantage of that? Do we know what our match is? So I just had someone in here the other day. I said, what's your match? They said, I think it's 3%. So we pulled out. They brought in all their information, which I usually ask people to do, of course. This is why. Looks like they're getting 6% match. There you go. So now we know. But this is so important because these, when we talk about systematic contributions, and again, that's why I take issue with this report on these economists. They have another agenda, I think, behind this. But my point is, you know, these systematic contributions. I don't know how many times that people come in, and God bless them. I think it's terrific. They've got $500,000, $700,000, $1 million in a 401k. Didn't happen by accident. Systematic contributions. And so this is why this is so important. This is a plan that has so many benefits to you, not just these large contribution amounts. In fact, we'll talk more about these coming up, about you can even put potentially more into them. They're called after-tax contributions. That's in this report, too. There's more to it. I can't get into all of it. But if you want this maximizing or optimizing your 401k plan, the questions you need to be asking, understanding how to take advantage of this vehicle, as long as it lasts. Let's hope it lasts more than 10 years. Hey. But if you want that report, we'll get that out to you. and use it as a checklist or a roadmap to say, am I optimizing this 401k plan? You know, as I said, we'll get that out to you if you want it. If you want us to do the 401k x-ray, we call it the 401k x-ray, we'll do a look under the hood too. What investment options do you have? You may have the option of doing an in-service rollover. That's in this report where you can move your funds to your own IRA, have more investment options. What are the fees that you're paying? Are there things that you can be doing to, again, to maximize this 401k plan, which in many cases is your largest asset towards retirement? So this is important stuff. So give us a call if you either want to schedule a time to do the 401k x-ray or if you just want some of the information that we've offered. It's all about getting you informed so you can make solid decisions that are going to have an impact on your retirement plan for you and your family. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855 to get that information. Or if you want to schedule a time to come in, go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We'll get it out to you. Coming up, we're going to get into, I may even mention Mick Jagger. Believe it or not, he has something to do with retirement planning. So stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We're a retirement planning firm. We cover it all, I think. We're different by design, as I've said. You know, we've covered a number of topics already today. We got into the income planning piece of your plan, creating income you can't outlive, address that question on Social Security that one of our listeners had about, you know, the pensions versus Social Security, and does it offset? And then just creating an income plan, income you can't outlive, right? If the paychecks stop coming, are you going to be okay for 25 or 30 years without a paycheck? What does your income plan say? We offered the information on that, and hopefully making the best decision possible. There's no perfect answer, but we certainly want to make sure we do the best we can, and that's why I offer the information. We've talked a little bit about these 401k plans, optimizing the 401k plan. This is a gift. Let's take advantage of it. Are we maximizing the contributions? I offered our new, that is a new report. It's kind of a hot off the presses report. We just completed that. I'm working on some others on asset protection as well, and I'll let you know when we get those done. We have all types of reports available at our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can call us and request information specific to you. We will customize the information for you. So you give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. And I got to mention again, we have a class coming up, which I will be teaching, the new reality in our retirement. Let's talk about this. I mentioned we're going to talk into another piece of your plan. And it's, you know, I've said this many times, it's about five pieces, five pillars. We talked about income planning. We've talked a little bit about the investments and we're going to get into tax planning too here, but let's talk a little about another piece, the estate and legacy planning piece. I mentioned Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. I think they've retired 10 times. No, I'm kidding. I don't know how many times they've retired, but I love these. The final tour. But I don't know if they've done it so much, but the Rolling Stones are, they're set to embark on another concert tour. I guess their first show is going to be in Houston on April 28th in 2024. And Mick Jagger's 80 years old. They are pretty incredible. I mean, arguably one of the best rock and roll bands ever. But this is what's interesting. They have not cashed in on their music catalogs. There's an estimate. You know, you've seen Paul Simon. I think there's been a few others that have done it. Dylan did it. Neil Young. For hundreds of thousands. They estimate, I should say millions, excuse me. They estimate that they could sell their music catalog for $500 million. I bet you'd go higher than that. But Mick Jagger said his kids, who, by the way, range from age 6 to 52, wouldn't get any of the money because they don't need it to live well. I think he's doing okay. So he'd rather see it go to charity. And so when we talk about estate planning and what the value of your estate is, certainly, you know, they don't need to worry so much about it. I'm sure he has a solid, Mick Jagger actually is a pretty sharp guy about finances. He's kind of handled their finances from the beginning. So I'm guessing he's got things in order, but he's talking about having a lot of this go to charity. And that's a terrific thing. But, you know, we hear a lot about these stories from these wealthy or well-known individuals, and a lot of this stuff still impacts you the same way. I would argue that it's even more impactful. So if your estate is worth a couple million or whatever it may be, well, it has to go through probate or there's costs or it's tied up or assets are frozen, it could be more impactful to you. So when we talk about the estate planning piece to your plan, look, we have an attorney that does all the estate planning. And I'm not an attorney, but it's something that I've been doing for over 20 years. I come from the school where an attorney I worked with many years ago used to say, if you have a home and a bank account, you should have a trust. I agree with that statement. Why would you ever expose yourself to probate court? Assets are frozen. Children can be disinherited. Beneficiary designations, if they're wrong. I've told that story where an individual didn't name his children as beneficiaries. Do you know who your beneficiaries are? He didn't name his children, so it all went to his spouse, who he'd been married to for 2 months. There's an article. It's called Having a Bad Heir Day, H-E-I-R, heir day, because it didn't go to his children. And we just talked about the 401k. By the way, that's another piece of this, that report I offer. We talk about your beneficiary designations. You cannot change them post-death. Do you know who your beneficiaries are? Have you done a beneficiary audit? This is all part of this estate planning. You know, I've had people come in, and we found their beneficiaries are not who they thought they were. Right, it's pretty common now where there's second marriages. There may be children from separate marriages. This is why this stuff gets important. If you don't have, again, with the 401k, another thing that's in this report, and it has to do, so a lot of these things have an overlap. So if you don't have a power of attorney in place, which is one of these documents, I call them the six essential documents, having a living trust, medical powers of attorney, financial power of attorney, pour over wills, document locators. There's a list of documents I would suggest you have. But keep in mind, retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks, they have to stay in your name during your lifetime. You cannot joint title them. You cannot put them in a trust. So if you're incapacitated, that asset's frozen unless you have a power of attorney. Your spouse cannot access it. Your children cannot access it. In fact, if you called your 401k provider, I sometimes suggest, hey, have your spouse call your 401k provider. Have them call your IRA, the IRA company. See if they'll talk to them. There is no chance. I've said this before. I've been in the room with my wife when she's called the 401k provider. And as soon as she says, I'm here with my husband, they shut down. They won't even talk to her if I'm standing there. They got to get permission and so on. So this is what we call living probate. So there's a number of things that are involved here where, again, if we don't have these, I was kind of shocked at this. This was Gallup poll. This was done in 2021. 54% of those surveyed Americans said they didn't have a will. That is shocking. And it said even the wealthy put off estate planning. 1 in 5 Americans with investable assets of $1 million more don't have a will. That, again, shocking. And so, you know, I'm adamant about these. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management, insurance license. I have been doing this for a long time. I'm not the attorney, but it's kind of a non-negotiable when I'm working with people because I don't want to have an asset frozen or an IRA. I don't want to take a phone call from a spouse saying, sorry, the asset's frozen because you didn't have a power of attorney in place. You know, I'm pretty insistent on you got to get these things in place. This is just, it's not acceptable in a way because, again, these are one of those things where you could argue and say it is the best thing you can do for your family. You control assets. Things are private. And if you've done these documents before, when was the last time you looked at them, dusted them off, brought them in? So that's part of what we do when we do our retirement analysis. This is one of the other pieces. There's 5 pieces. This is one of them. And so when I say come in, I have people bring in their documents, bring in your tax returns. You've heard me say it. Throw everything in a box. So I'll make that offer too. I always offer the information, the 6 essential documents, bulletproofing your beneficiaries, understanding how assets are titled. You may be surprised. And this is what it's all about. So if you want to schedule a time to do a complete retirement planning, we'll do the 401k, the things I've already offered, the income quote, the lifetime, creating lifetime income, testing your plan, the Social Security analysis. We'll also do the estate planning review as part of this. It's all part of being complete, as I like to say, being complete. If you want to schedule a time, you can give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time. Give us a call. Schedule a time. We'll do it. As I said, throw everything in a box. Come on in and see us. All right, coming up, we're going to get into a lesson. You want to hear this lesson on taxes. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to also answer a listener's question. Listen to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. If you want to get any of the information that we've offered, we've covered a lot of ground, I think. I'm hoping you've come away with some good ideas. We also offer information so you have things in your hand that you can read through and really take your time and get more information. We offered the class. Of course, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You want to schedule or sign up for the class coming up. There's no cost or obligation, really, to any of the things I've offered. So, as I said before, you have no excuse. So, we have a lot more to get into. I said we're going to segue into some of the issues on taxes, because as we know, this can be this generation can be maybe one of the most impactful on your planning. And so we want to talk, and there's also a question that came in from a listener that I want to address that I hope is helpful to you too. But I thought we'd start off with a lesson on taxes. For those of you that watch Parks and Rec, this is courtesy of Ron Swanson.
This is your lunch. Now, you should be able to do whatever you want to with this, right? If you want to eat all of it, great. If you want to throw it away in the garbage, that's your prerogative. But here I come, the government, and I get to take 40% of your lunch. And that, Lauren, is how taxes work.
That's not fair.
You're learning. Uh-oh, capital gains tax.
Well, there you have it. That is actually a good lesson. He was teaching a young student what it means to have a partner, in this case with your lunch. But certainly, we talk about eating your lunch, I guess, when it comes to your investments. We talked about the 401k already. Now, most people are in traditional 401ks. Every penny is taxable to you, and whatever the tax rate is in the future. By the way, when you take money out of those retirement accounts, they can impact your Social Security. They are used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. Oh, yeah, they can also impact what your Medicare premiums are, because that's based on your income. In addition to that, if you stop and you say, well, I'm going to defer it, then you've got required minimum distributions. Now you have a certain amount you need to take out, and if you don't, it's a 25% penalty. And actually, that was reduced. It used to be 50%. That was part of the SECURE Act 2.0. There's all these rules. You know, it's unfortunate, because you start to maybe learn some of these rules, and they change them. So the SECURE Act, I mentioned previously that in 2026, the 401ks, now this was part of the SECURE Act 2.0, because they did have a SECURE Act 1.0. By the way, SECURE Act, setting every community up for retirement act. I like to say sometimes whenever there's a term for a bill in Congress, it usually does the opposite. But who knows? I mean, there are some benefits to this, but they did set the required minimum distribution age in that bill. Now, it can always change. They did say on the 401k, starting in 2026, your catch-up, that extra $7,500 when you reach age 50, that has to go into a Roth now. It cannot go into pre-tax, so you have to put it in a Roth, pay the tax on it. I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world, because, you know, as you know, I'm a fan of Roth. But there's a lot of rules we have to be aware of, because it's just like anything. You know, if you don't know the rules, how do you win the game? And so I try to get you as much information that can make a difference, so you can say, I understand why I'm doing this. And this is why, you know, I do think, to a certain extent, in this industry, the industry I'm in, I think sometimes makes it too complicated. And I really make an effort when I sit down with people, and I get, it's not bravado, I get this response a lot. That makes sense. I get it. It's, you know, it's not that complicated when you understand the options and the rules. And so we're talking about taxes. What do we do to minimize taxes, make Uncle Sam or Washington proof our investments or our retirement as much as possible? I do talk about Roth, so, you know, a decent amount. That's just one of them. And again, I have a report. It's called Getting to Tax Free. There's seven strategies in there. I'll make one comment, and then I'm going to answer this question that I had from someone on the Roth. But keep in mind, and I've already done this a number of times with people that have come in that I've just recently met and have become clients, $7,500 in this, again, if you're 50 or over, you can do $7,500 to a Roth IRA contribution for 2023, and you can do 2024, which is another $8,000. I met with someone just the other day. We are opening up Roths. They have no Roths. So think about that. If we're going to open up a Roth for them, the husband can put in $7,500 for last year and $8,000 for this year. That's $15,500. The wife can do $7,500 for last year and $8,000 for this year. That's another $15,500. That's $31,000 that they've done pretty much in one fell swoop into an account that will grow tax-free the rest of their lives, does not tax their Social Security. The tax rate on it is always zero. There's no required minimum distribution, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So when we talk about these Roths, this is why. The Roth 401k, I did talk about 401ks previously, more than just the Roth part of it, but that's another thing. You can do Roth IRAs even if they were contributing to a 401k. That doesn't disqualify you from a Roth IRA. So you can still contribute to a Roth even if you have a 401k plan. You can contribute to a Roth even if you're not working and your spouse is working. So let's be aware of some of these things and how they work. Now, the question I had, which I get this, and I actually addressed this in the report too. It says, question was, I was told, this was individual said their son told them that he and his wife make too much money to open a Roth. Is that true? And the answer is, it could be. Yes, there's an income limit. In other words, you are phased out if you make a certain amount of income. This is gross income, and this is typically what they do, right? They base it on gross income, not your taxable income. But you are phased out starting in 2024. For this is a couple. She was asking about her son and daughter-in-law. If your gross income is above $230,000, it starts to be phased out, and over from $230,000 to $240,000, it slowly phases out. So if you have $240,000 or above of income, well, you're phased out. If you're an individual, anything above 228, you cannot contribute directly to a 401k. Okay. So I said you cannot contribute directly, which means there might be a way to get money into a Roth IRA. A couple comments I just want to make on this. And again, this is in this report. And this is why I say there's ideas of still getting money into tax-free. A couple things. And I do this, by the way. It's called a non-deductible contribution to an IRA. So you can do a Roth conversion. Roth conversions, separate from Roth contributions, it doesn't matter what your income is. So you could do, let's say you do $8,000 this year to a traditional IRA because your income's too high. You can't contribute to a Roth. I put that money into a traditional IRA, and I convert it to a Roth. So that's not a contribution. It's a conversion, right? So this is one option for you. It's called a non-deductible. It's in the report. This is one of these seven ideas. The other thing I'll mention on these is 401ks, Roth 401ks, which is an option in most plans, and you need to ask, and that's why we talked about optimizing your 401k plan as part of your overall plan. Roth 401ks, there is no income testing. You can make $1 million. If you want to put $30,500 of that Roth your 401k contribution in Roth, knock yourself out. You can. And you can do the Roth IRA as well, in addition to that. So there's some ways, especially if you're nearing retirement, where you can accelerate getting more money into tax-free and then maybe go to Roth conversions. I don't know if I have time and want to get into what are called after-tax 401ks because it's in the report, but some plans allow you to exceed the $30,500. They're called after-tax contributions. So again, there's another vehicle to get money into your Roth through the after-tax exceeding the $30,500. It goes in after-tax. Then you can convert that to a Roth without any tax consequence. So there's not a limit. So there is a limit, but there's a number. Let's put it this way. There's a number of ideas that maybe we're not aware of or we're not taking advantage of. And unfortunately, time is going to continue. There's things that you can start doing today that I believe 5 years from now, well, hopefully immediately, but it's all your money. You look at the account. There's no partner in that. When you look at your 401k, traditional or traditional IRAs, that's not all your money. I'm sorry. Don't get mad. I mean, I wish it was. But when you look at a Roth IRA, Roth 401k, every penny is yours. When you take it out, it will never go on your 1040. So these are why I get into the taxes, and I get a little animated about it, and I hope maybe the lesson that Ron Swanson provided, when you look at your lunch, it's a valid, I think, a valid lesson. And it's a good one to teach, I guess, younger people. A very corny joke, but I guess it's appropriate. Look, we have to take into consideration, these things, because with taxes in retirement, you have to turn around and give money back, right? It's not what you keep, it's what you net. Social Security, you get $60,000, you got to turn around and give $12,000 back to the government. Your benefit's not 60, it's 48. It's the same thing with the retirement accounts. And so if taxes go up in the future, will that impact will we run out of money sooner? I don't know. It could impact it. Now we have to pull out more to net the same. This is important stuff. Okay, so I've covered a number of different things, and I hope this has been helpful to give you some ideas. But I also offer the reports, the tax, getting to tax-free. I'll get you that information, creating tax strategies, get to tax-free. If you want to come in, and because everybody's situation is unique, we'll do a tax planning analysis too, on top of everything else we just talked about, the income plan, the tax planning. I call it being complete. So if you want to take advantage of that and schedule time, you'll meet with me personally, Tom Fortino. We will do a complete analysis, soup to nuts. You'll know where you stand, and you'll be able to take action, I believe. 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855 for your complete retirement plan. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time. Well, I hope this has been helpful. We've covered some ideas that are going to make a difference in your retirement plan. We're here every Sunday at 7 a.m., so tune in next week. You listen to Tom Fortino here on This Week Wealth on AM 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.